Tomorrow marks the start of the second annual Philly Loves Bowie Week. Now, this time it offers more than a week of events related to David Bowie on the second anniversary of his death. WHYY's Peter Crimmins reports that the festival will feature a new book and a film premiere.
My Bowie Story is a book of writings by fans who describe the impact David Bowie had on them personally. It was self-published by Dale Perry of Ewing, New Jersey. She compiled submissions from more than 60 people across 8 countries. Perry recently retired as an office manager for New Jersey's Division of Criminal Justice, and she says most people don't peg her as a Bowie fan.
You look too conservative. Like, you don't look like you're some wild rock star kind of girl. Of course, I'm a lot older now, too. But some people who are not Bowie fans may have gotten stuck into the image of Bowie in the 70s, say, in the outrageous outfits or whatever. They're not seeing the Bowie that's so inspirational or so kind.
Perry will be at a happy hour event next week at World Cafe in West Philadelphia, where 100% of all book sales will be donated to the Children's Hospital Philadelphia. Afterwards, a rough cut of a new documentary film will be screened. It's called The Sigma Kids. It chronicles David Bowie's time at Sigma Studio on 12th Street in Philadelphia, where he recorded songs for his 1975 album, Young Americans. His fans camped outside the studio for days, eager to catch a glimpse of their hero coming and going. Eventually, Bowie asked them all to come inside to be the first to listen to his new songs while nervously seeking their approval. The filmmaker is Anthony Krupe, who admits he was never a particularly big fan of Bowie's music, but he was drawn to that moment at Sigma Studio.
Knowing what we know now about David Bowie, thinking of him as a young musician kind of in the corner watching, not being sure if they're going to like it or not, these are the kind of little stories that kept bringing me back to it.
Krupe has been working on this Bowie documentary for 3 years, since before Bowie died in 2016. He felt that Bowie's relationship to Philadelphia and the Sigma Kids says a lot about the city's place in the history of rock and roll. Peter Crimmins, WHYY News.